I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Four nationals from Europe, Asia, and the Middle East fled Lebanon on Thursday. The rush to leave comes as Israel's bombing of the capital Beirut intensified and governments worldwide urged their citizens to get out. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
Foreign nationals in Lebanon have been scrambling to get out as Israel's campaign against the Iran-backed Hezbollah intensifies. One man told Reuters that flights are fully booked, with the earliest available in 10 days. Others turned to the sea, with hundreds arriving in Turkey via ferry after flights were canceled. The rush comes as Israel sent troops into southern Lebanon after 2 weeks of intense airstrikes, some hitting in the heart of Beirut after a year of clashes with Hezbollah. Governments worldwide have been urging their citizens to leave and drawing up plans to get them out. Israel on Thursday urged residents to evacuate more than 20 towns in southern Lebanon in the escalating conflict that has drawn in Iran and risks drawing in the United States.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday he does not expect Israel to retaliate immediately for Tuesday's missile strikes by Iran. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The ballistic missile barrage has raised concerns about a growing Mideast fight and America's role in defending Israel. Asked at the White House if the U.S. will allow Israel to fight back.
First of all, we don't allow Israel. We advise Israel, and there's nothing going to happen today. We'll talk about that later.
Israel has vowed a painful response to Tehran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA.